Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
It's time for our weekly appointment with our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Today he helps us better understand some of the thousands of Latin inscriptions to be found on the walls of Rome, and indeed how long it took the Romans to build the Colosseum.
Father, I want to share with you some inscriptions I read around town.
Very interesting.
But you'd be surprised what I'm going to say. I'm going to talk about a sort of what I might describe as revival of inscriptions in Latin, because this inscription I saw this morning doesn't go back to Roman times. It reads, Dulce domum post laborem est, and it's in the Prati neighborhood.
Dulce domum domus.
Domus? Well, maybe I remember
Yeah, dulce
wrong.
Domus, be careful, post laborem est. By the way, most people would get this wrong because they're going to say a sweet home, which is not right.
Home, sweet home.
No, they're going to say a home is a sweet thing. Dulce, the sweet and the home don't go together. A home is a sweet thing after your effort or your labor. That's all beautiful stuff, but you have
to... It's beautiful, but it was during fascism.
No, that's all right.
They wanted to do a sort of classic revival,
Well, certainly they did, certainly.
How does one say classic revival?
Well, I don't know what you say. Antiquorum, but optimorum revocatio, calling back the old ones.
And during fascism?
Fascismo vigente.
There are other inscriptions around town, lots of them. But for example, as you walk to work in the morning, are there any on the walls?
Well, down this way. Well, there's one up on the Via delle Fornaci, which is in Tiberius, but there's just one or two words, Tiberio. The most famous one is across from San Andrea della Valle, in your neighborhood. Done by Mussolini. No, ever
yes.
See that?
Yes, I have.
Glorious.
That's another fascist.
Italiae fines promovit bellica virtus.
So Italy?
No, you never start with the first word. Warlike virtue extended the bellica virtus. Bellica virtus.
Bellica virtus.
Warlike virtue, the valor, extended the boundaries of Italy. That's when he got into Abyssinia, got the idea down there. Et novus in nostro funditur orbe decor. And a new beauty is being poured out in our city, or in our state. That's by Mussolini.
Yeah, well, can we break those words down for our listeners? Because
Et novus in nostro funditur orbe decor. And a new novus decor. And new beauty funditur is being poured out in nostro orbe, in our world. It's glorious. You can take fascism, yes or no. But the Latin there is first class. Someone had to think about this.
Did Mussolini himself speak Latin, or was it?
Well, perhaps not that much, but he had his own people there. Ooh, are you kidding?
What about the Romans? Did they have what we call ID, identity cards?
No, they didn't have that. No. Sorry.
So,
and that's a hard thing. You say he has lost his identity, even papal documents, you know. The church or the priest has his identity. It's very hard to say. These concepts that the Romans had, they didn't talk about this. You'd say propriam naturam, his own nature, proprietatem, his own nature. When we say he had his own identity, it's almost impossible to do in Latin. The concept is impossible.
So, no passports for the Romans?
Well, I mean, there are. You could say propriam naturam. He has his own nature or his own character, you see. In that sense, identity. But give me your identity card, you know. The Romans didn't have anything for that. You'd have to go around and say cartulam tui iuris or tui proprietatis or something like that, of your right or of your specialty.
So Mussolini was very different to the Romans in that, because he was very careful about
identity. Oh, no, they had some nice things there. Really, they did some very nice things. They say, well, the content is the birds are garbage. Well, okay, but some of the expressions are first class.
So they had good Latinists.
Oh, are you kidding? No, certainly they did.
And they used Roman numerals too, didn't they?
Mm.
Most people can't read the inscriptions around town any longer.
Because they don't know Latin, that's why.
But what about the numerals?
Well, the numerals are pretty clear. I mean,
most people don't know how to use them.
Well, that's because they haven't been trained. They haven't been taught. A famous one is, for example, Santa Maria Sopra Minerva, you know, where those fingers are pointing to the level of the river, how high the flood waters got. Well, there you have all the dates there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dates.
All in Latin.
Well, certainly. I'm sorry if you don't know the dates. Goodbye.
But do you say in Roman numerals or Latin numerals? It's the same thing.
Oh, Roman numerals, would say. Yeah. Oh, it's out of this world.
Do you think we could have the Roman buses with Roman numerals?
Well, no problem at all. Why not? Maybe a little more efficient than they're doing right now.
So what would your
Well,
day
no, quadragesimo would be, what you would say is XL.
It's a 40 express.
Yeah. Talk about the numerals and stuff. I always say about the Roman numerals. Can you imagine building that Colosseum for 10 years with Roman numerals? Now, somehow they did it. Roman numerals become impossible after a while. Like 10 million, you have to about 25 letters. But somehow they did it. And they built that Colosseum in 10 years on their plans and their blueprints with Roman numerals.
A huge thank you there to our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite father, Reginald Foster. And he's currently working in the Vatican as the Pope's own Latinist.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.